You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're tuned into The Wire. 1 hour of current affairs and analysis starting now.
Tēnā koutou katoa, ko Jemima Houston tōku ingoa, no mai haere mai ki te wire mō tēnei rā. Kia ora and welcome to The Wire for Tuesday the 28th of July. My name is Jemima and I'm your host and I'm joined by producer Hannah, who is currently doing an interview with Associate Health Minister Julianne Genter about the very recently announced funding injection into family planning. So she will be with me later in studio, which is exciting. Hope everybody is going well today. We've got a jam-packed show with some really interesting topics, so I hope you're looking forward to it. E whai ake nei coming up on the show today. Over the weekend, there was a fair bit of discussion online and media coverage of the Auckland Central seat and its candidates. Namely Helen White for the Labour Party and Chloe Swarbrick for the Green Party. We speak to both parties about the issue. Nirvana brings us a piece for International Desk about the movement on social media for Dalits, or the apparent lower caste individuals of India, to oppose the discrimination faced by them due to their caste. Hannah speaks to Family Planning and Associate Minister for Health, Julianne Genter, as I just said, about the government's biggest cash injection into family planning ever. He aho o whakaaro, we would love to hear your thoughts on any of these pieces. So tuku pātui mai, you can send us a text on 5395, or wai mai rāne, give us a call in studio on 309 3879. Also, after the show, koe e wariware e ahi ana koutou te whakarongo ki ēnei kōrero anō. Hei pai, pakihere rokiroki, mārunga i te pai tukutuku o irirangi poho. Me haere ki 95BFM ere katikom. You can catch all of these stories and more by podcast on the 95BFM website, 95BFM.com. You can also hit us up on all of our social medias, which is 95BFM News on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. If you're interested in seeing any of the podcasts, we'll link them all there. Oh well, let's get into the first piece.
Irirangi Poho, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
So as I said earlier, over the weekend there was a lot of online discussion and media coverage about the Auckland Central seat and its candidates. Currently who has been named and is running for the seat is Helen White for the Labour Party and Chloe Swarbrick for the Green Party, namely were the main people involved in this discussion over the weekend. The National Party candidate has not been named yet. Now, the issue was that Chloe Swarbrick hit back online on Twitter about a suggestion posed by the media from Helen that Chloe is merely a celebrity and that voters are looking for a competent leader rather than a celebrity. This is how it's been posed through the media, and so we have the responses from both Chloe Swarbrick and Helen White. I also just wanted to acknowledge that we were particularly interested here in the BFM newsroom about the way the media frames the Auckland Central seat as a catfight, which is why we have asked both women what they think of the pitting women against each other notion by the media. To begin, here is Chloe Swarbrick speaking with producer Zoe Larson-Cumming about why she believes she is the person for the Auckland Central seat.
Why does Auckland Central always seem to end up a catfight and ignorant of actual discussions of the needs of Auckland Central?
That is a really good question. I think that historically, at least based on what I've observed in the media, it has been the most convenient framing for getting click-throughs on articles,
right.
And also probably the easiest narrative to sell when you have previously two young women running against each other, obviously Nikki Kaye and Jacinda Ardern. In this situation, I think, the statements that have been made, I'm more than happy to give the benefit of the doubt and say that, of course, you know, in politics and when you're backed into a corner and asked a question, you can sometimes end up saying something that isn't quite as nuanced as you intend it to be. But nonetheless, I do think that when statements are made publicly, it is important to respond, because otherwise you end up somebody else having the opportunity to pigeonhole and stereotype you. And I've had enough of that over the last 4 years.
Yep. White asked whether voters were willing to trade competency for celebrity. Two questions on this. Would you say these traits are mutually exclusive, firstly?
Firstly, I'd say if I'm a celebrity, I'm a very D-grade celebrity in the very Auckland, New Zealand sense. But also, I mean, does anyone remember this 22-year-old candidate for the Auckland mayoralty who was absolutely dismissed on the basis of supposedly having no life experience and no ability to do anything, no competency? You know, I've put my head down and worked really hard, particularly over the last 3 years, and I think, if anything, the stickability of me in politics and what people know about me is purely based on my work.
Mm-hmm. And just on that as well, is the combination of the two, competency and celebrity, be it D-grade, is that what we should seek in a successful candidate?
I think it is never a bad thing for Aucklanders to know who is seeking to represent them, because it makes it a whole lot easier to actually investigate that background and go, hey, why actually do I know the name Chloe Swarbrick? And then, you know, Google me, see what I've been up to over the last 3 years. I'd absolutely encourage that. I've done a huge amount of work on things like student accommodation, mental health, drug law reform, and the education space, and making elections more accessible, including for people with disabilities. But I also will be the first one to say, as I'm on record saying multiple times, that I think there is a real problem with how we have individualised and celebritised politics and change. What I have consistently been trying to do throughout my time in politics is actually have everybody be reminded that the kaupapa is bigger than any one individual. And I do grapple with the fact that, you know, you end up becoming a concept as opposed to an individual part of a broader movement. But nonetheless, I have spent a lot of time in trying to uphold and mentor particularly younger folks who are coming through political movements, because I don't want to be here forever. This isn't about me. This is about long-term change. And I've said it multiple times before, and I'll say it again. You know, I would give up my so-called career tomorrow if I felt like it would be the catalyst for the bigger change, which is totally necessary right now.
White's comments infer that she has proven competency, and yet may not. Does her positioning on the Labour list, given Auckland Central is not a safe seat, suggest that the Labour Party agrees with these claims?
I think it's really important for voters and for New Zealanders to understand MMP, which it's actually reflected in data and polling that, you know, MMP was introduced approximately 22 years ago, and we have less understanding of it now than we did back then.
Oh, wow.
So important thing to know, you have two votes when you go into the voting booth, except for obviously the additional two votes of two different referenda this year, or referendums, which is the terminology that's been chosen by the Minister.